Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous episode of the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning, we spoke about how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, in kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'th, if you have doubt about resurrection, then look at the embryonic development when you were created the first time on earth. How your origin is soil, how you were created from a filthy drop of liquid, and how the different stages unfolded from there. If Allah could do it that the first time around, why can't Allah do the recreation the second time around? Then we spoke about incidents where, although there were exceptions, it's not the norm. When a person dies, they generally don't come back to life. But there were exceptions that humankind has witnessed. The Banu Israel, who doubted and wanted to see Allah in plain sight, and Allah caused them to die by lightning strike and then resurrected them so that they could be grateful. Allah talks about it in Surah Baqarah. Then also, in Surah Baqarah, the people who fled from their homes by the thousands, and Allah said to them, Mutu, that die, and they died, Thumma Ahyahum, and then He resurrected them. The man who passed by the village, also in Surah Baqarah, in the third juz, in the beginning part of the third juz, and he saw this dilapidated town, and he was wondering how will Allah restore it, and Allah made him sleep for centuries, and then resurrected him, and showed him how his donkey was recreated in front of him. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah, Rabbi arini kayfa tuhil mawta, that Allah, to enhance my faith, show me how you resurrect the death, the dead. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told him to take those four birds and to slaughter them and to scatter their pieces, mix it and scatter it on four different mountains. And in front of him, Allah brought it to life. Isa alayhi salam, by the permission of Allah, would bring people from the dead back to life, would mold birds out of clay and then breathe into them, and by the permission of Allah, they would come to life. Then another evidence we explained was that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala repeatedly in the Quran talks about how rain revives the dead earth, and then says, Inna dhalika la muhyi al-mawta. In the same way we would resurrect the dead. فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورِ. In the same way will be resurrection. Last but not least, we explained that logically, Allah asks us, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ. Shall we treat the Muslims, the believers, like the criminals, the unbelievers? مَالَكُمْ. What's wrong with you? كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. How do you judge? In justice, absolute justice can't prevail on earth because you don't have a being that is absolutely powerful, all knowledgeable, and all just. You don't have it. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will be there. So the purpose of life will be fulfilled. As Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا, that we have not created the heavens and the earth and what is between it without any basis. ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. That's how unbelievers think. أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ. Allah says that those who believe and do good deeds, we can't make them equal to those who create mischief on earth. We can't make the muttaqeen, the Allah conscious, the same as those who are openly defiant of the commands of Allah, the criminals, the disbelievers. So for things to be balanced out, you require an absolute reckoning, which can only take place at the hands of an absolute being. So the next discussion now is about reckoning and resurrection as per the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not only Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam that spoke about reckoning and resurrection. We see in the Quran, Allah says that the angels will say to all people on the day of Qiyamah, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا, and the gatekeepers will say, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Did not the messengers come to you from yourselves, reciting to you the verses of your Lord and warning you of the meeting of this day of ours? So the angels will say, were you not warned by the Anbiya, by the messengers, that you will have to face Allah on this particular day? If you are warned, then you got no excuse today. That shows that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam spoke about the resurrection. Then there are specific examples where Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا, that Allah will return you to the earth and bring you forth again. Where Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua, رَبِّ اغْفِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, that Allah forgive me and my parents and all the believers on the day when the reckoning will take place. So he also spoke about it. Allah said to Musa alayhi salam, إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ. When Musa alayhi salam was granted Nubuwa, Allah told him, verily the hour is coming. Already then, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was cautioned. Yusuf alayhi salam made dua, Anta waliyi fi dunya wal akhirah. That, oh Allah, you are my support, you're my guardian in this world as well as in the year after. So he also spoke about a year after, that is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So those were just a few quick examples highlighting that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, from Adam alayhi salam right until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, spoke about resurrection and reckoning. Until next time, inshallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.